Okay. What about the parts of the trees that were underground? That was the what?
The tree root.
They dig out the what? Dig out
the root of the tree.
They ever use that for anything?
Some people use it for tea. What you call a mamu tree. They would dig it out and cut the root and boil it for tea.
Did you ever remember them making anything for the blood? Like, give you for your blood in the spring? Did it do much good?
No, but after I grew up for high blood, my wife's grandma had high blood and she told me, she said, when you go back home, she said, get you a quart of water, two tablespoons of Epsom salt and a lemon and squeeze it. And when you come in, if you thirsty, just take a drink of that. And I couldn't sleep on one pill at all. And I did that about for a week. And I'd sleep on one pill and went to the doctor. My blood was normal. Long before you tell me I had high blood. I imagine I should have kept doing it, but I just neglected it and let my blood get up again.
Yep. You got any of those kind of trees you tap for syrup around here?
I remember when we were small we used to do it, but I don't remember what kind of tree it is.
What sort of trees you got around here, common trees around here?
Well, they got what you call a chicken tree. That's just a tree that ruined land. It'll grow and seed, and everywhere a seed for the tree come up. And if you leave a piece of land about 5 years, it's going to take it. You got quite a few of them.
Are they big trees?
They start off small, but they end up. They don't never ought to get more than about that big. But they take over you a piece of land and just ruin it.
Now, I've seen these things out in the field, and they come up and they get these kind of white, fluffy things that come out and go all over the land?
No, it ain't that.
It's just a little weed, really.
Yeah, but that's
And they're prickly. They look prickly, too.
Well, that's what you call a chicken tree. Look right there.
We got one. A chicken tree.
You see them two trees standing right out there?
Yeah.
Well, that's what you call a chicken tree.
Okay.
And they usually, they'll take over a place in about 5 years. And if you just let it be, don't wake it.
Yeah.
Then you got oaks, quite a few China ball trees.
Any good shade trees, Joe?
You find some of them old live oaks, like on these old places where they planted them for years ago, some of them about 200 years old, a real shady tree, but the only place you're going to find that is where they got an old home, you know.
Okay.
Like two or three generations that been living there and keeping the place up.
What about those kind of big kind of trees with broad leaves and they shed all at one time? And it's got a bark that peels off and it's got little knobs or balls on it with tough wood. Used it for chopping box or something like that. Has long white limbs and a scaly bark.
What's the name of that? A white oak.
Okay. You know what kind of tree it was old Zacchaeus climbed in the Bible?
No.
The
sycamore tree?
You got them?
Okay. I don't.
What about a kind of a shrub that grows real red in the fall and it's poison to some people?
Poison ivy.
Okay. And then you got sumac or shoemake here?